My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is Belinda scared of losing Davin? And we look into Belinda's past and see if there's any future with Davin ahead. So listen and enjoy.
She goes, I feel we have a future together. We've been through a lot, and we are still here. Our relationship has stood the test of time, but don't know about you. What do you think? I go, I do not know. I'm here now. I know how I feel about you. Everything else is cloudy. But you are worth the investment of my time and heart, because you're giving great radio toots.
Oops, did I say that out loud?
She goes, okay, that's nice. How do you feel about me? I go, how do you feel about me? ?
Oh, my God. You guys are in, like, sixth grade.
No, we didn't pass her the note.
it's only email.
That's true. Well, no, it's instant message.
Oh, okay.
This is live as an action happens.
It's the modern note.
She goes, I feel I am attracted to you, and I would love to have something more serious than Facebook with you. Like MySpace or Friendster. Maybe LinkedIn. We can be business associates. She goes, how do you feel about me? I go, I can't stop thinking about you. I think you're beautiful. Would like something more than Facebook, but you scare me to death. She goes, why do I scare you? Because somebody that is so cunning is very dangerous. Clearly you know how to get what you want. Once I had you, you might be able to run right through me, and that is very scary.
Agnes, the original Evil Bieber.
Well, you know, for the average guy, she is.
Yeah, she is.
I guess I wanted you more than I thought. I go, why do you say that? She goes, I did all what I did because I didn't want to lose. I was scared to lose you. I go, I don't understand. You did everything you did before you ever knew me. And we're back. Enough of the love bullshit. Let the Inquisition begin.
Tom says, Twitter, love notes in 140 characters or less.
I know. Fuck me! !!
No, that's not a Facebook. That's Fuckbook.
Ah, I think that is a thing.
You know what? It keeps emailing me. It does.
How random. It knew.
I know. It's like, no, I don't want anything to do with you.
So I go, you did everything you did before you knew me. She goes, what do you mean? I go, the whole Agnes thing. What do you mean? What did you mean? She goes, I meant the same, but I did what I did because of past experience. I got scared I might lose you because of that. What past experience? I still do not really understand. The first time I tried talking to a white guy, he verbally abused me because I am black and it really hurt me. I go, did you know the guy before you started talking to him? She goes, nope. I go, so why would you talk to people you did not know? Just want to try out something new. Want to make new friends. I go, I've been on the end of things with you. You told me you loved me in a day or so. That is not normal. That is what people who scam do.
Yes.
I was just trying to be nice. Well, stop if it bothers you.
I was just trying to be nice. I love you. That's not how you be.
You know, I've known Joe Curry for like 15 years. He's never said that to me. He's never tried to be nice to me like that. I don't think you've ever said that to me.
No.
I need to hang out online more often.
I think so. That's where you're getting the love.
She goes, I was just...
Okay. I love you, Davin.
I don't think you mean it.
I know.
I believe Belinda.
She's more believable at this point.
At this point, she certainly is. She goes, I was just trying to be nice. Well, stop if it bothers you. I go, you were trying to be nice by telling me you loved me? She goes, I feel I do so. I thought it'd be nice to say it.
I say hello by fucking people. What's your problem?
No, that's nice.
Yeah, I know. It is nice.
I go, you did not know me, and you said this after a day or so. She goes, I just said it then, but now I feel it. That's why I say it. I go, do you understand why it might make a guy lash out when you come on that strong? Do you see how come I never know exactly how you feel and what you are about? She goes, I guess so. So what was your Facebook ID before Agnes? Belinda Abbey. So you told this guy you really liked him, and then what happened? He was like, he didn't want anything to do with a black girl and certain things. I don't feel comfortable saying. I go, okay. How long were you talking to him before you told him you liked him? How long until he insulted you? A couple of days.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Were you looking for romance or for money? Honestly. By the way, do you like this? Do you like when I do the, when I'm like the interrogator? You like this?
Oh, yeah, because I like seeing the ducking and weaving part that she does. You know, sometimes she comes out sounding earnest, and sometimes it's like, she didn't think too quickly.
But I also keep on throwing in that I still love her, that type of thing, to keep her...
To keep her on the hook. No, yeah. I like it.
She goes, I wanted to try out something different, a different relationship than what I have had, and nothing else. Honestly.
You know, that's one of those things that they say, that when somebody says, no, honestly, blah, 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 whatever they say after, yeah, the honestly, not, is a,
yeah,
lie.
Exactly.
It's like, you don't have to say that as the precursor if you weren't going to lie.
So I go, so what did you say? What did you do when the guy said all that stuff? She goes, I got hurt, so I unfriended him. Oh, imagine if he would have said something about the tragedy at Boston. I got hurt, so I unfriended him and tried out a white... A white girl now. That's when you came in. Because remember, she's using the picture of Julie Love.
Oh, right, right. So yeah, she decided to try life out as a white girl and see if she would get
not
more
the,
play.
Not that Julie Love's white, but...
No, she's not particularly. I mean...
She's ethnic.
Yeah, she is. So I guess she was going for like a middle...
Whiter!
Like a couple of tones down.
Well, all these white people look the same. Was it a complete lie? I go, well, you had all these guys complimenting pictures of somebody that was not you, and you happily took them. What was that about?
Yeah.
She goes, part of the story, I guess. I go, I guess. I go, you, my dear, are maddening. On the one hand, I want to shake you and say you are a crazy bitch. On the other hand, I want to hug you and say I'm so sorry for your pain.
I thought, well, for a moment, I thought you were talking to me.
I am.
You know what? Yeah, it is kind of like that with her. I actually feel this way about her.
Really?
Yeah, I do. On one hand, it's like, you know what? I'm sure that she's had a painful life in some respects.
Maybe. So we don't really know.
No, I don't know. But I'm, you know.
We'd like to think that was pain that caused her to do this, but she could just be a shady girl.
I know, because it's like maybe it's me just creating this sad backstory for her, and that's why I have like a little bit of sympathy for her. But then
sure,
she's maddening because, you know, she clearly was starting as a scammer. Now all she's taking this different tact, which I'm not trustful of, that she's saying, oh, yeah, I let all the cards lie, you know. And now she plays the victim with you pretty
yes,
well.
Yes.
Like, oh, yeah, every time you call me a scammer, it makes me feel bad. But you were a scammer.
But that's what they do.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
I know.
She goes, I guess I've put you in a tight corner. And I said, yeah, like an eel in an anus. No.
Good.
I go, how do you mean? She goes, on one hand, you want to kill me. On the other hand, you want to hug me. I go, yes, you are what I call a mind fuck.
Listen how she turned this into... You want to shake sense into her, and you want to hug her. She's turned it into you want to kill her.
That's a good point.
That's, like, way steps above what you said.
That's true.
Yeah, she's made it, like really do or die here.
She goes, so on one hand, you want to kill me, and the other, you want to hug me. I go, yes, you are what I call a mind fuck, but you are my mind fuck. She goes, wow, how does the mind fuck work? So I go, oh, it is very messy. Synapses fire all over the place. That's really what I typed.
That's great.
I go, it's a phrase. Don't worry about it. Of all the things to fuck your mind, is not on my list.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.